Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, the Republic of Korea welcomes His Excellency Mr. Alexander Schellenberg, the Austrian Federal Minister of Foreign Affairs, and also the ROK would like to express our gratitude to Mr. President and their panelists to lead discussions on the NSA, which is one of the city's core agenda. We all share the common goal of a nuclear-free world that can guarantee full assurance to everyone of not being threatened or attacked by nuclear weapons. To achieve that goal, negative security assurances is a useful interim tool for further strengthening the non-proliferation regime and contributing to nuclear disarmament. It is especially useful in that providing negative security assurances can reduce the incentives for developing nuclear weapons. We also recognize the necessity to address the legitimate security concerns of non-nuclear weapon states. Nevertheless, assurances should be only provided within the context of the NPT regime, which represents a legally binding international obligation not to transfer, manufacture, or acquire nuclear weapons. Therefore, the full compliance with existing legal obligations should be the condition for implementing nuclear security assurances. The Republic of Korea believes that effectively verifiable nuclear weapon-free zones play an important role not just in promoting non-proliferation, but also in enhancing regional and international peace and stability, in that nuclear weapon-free zones can reduce nuclear weapon deployment and areas susceptible to the influence of nuclear weapons. In this regard, we would like to see all relevant protocols enter into force, including the Bangkok Treaty, as early as possible. The progress in the discussion regarding NSA has long been hindered mostly by conflicting views on whether the existing assurances are sufficient or on how to best clarify and verify some essential elements in the current framework. However, the city was able to make substantive progress through the discussions of the Way Ahead Working Group in 2017 and subsidiary body for in 2018. My delegation indeed hopes that the city continues to lead an in-depth and fruitful discussion to seek a common ground to bridge the gaps among us. We can start where we left off in last year's discussion, where we could gauge our convergences and divergences. This will also lead us to solidify our mutual confidence and trust. I thank you, Mr. President.